line, can't get it to fall, and rebound, Andrew Geiger. Moving the other way, that's the fifth defensive rebound for Brown City tonight. To the right wing, to Ford, calling in the shots. Gets a screen into the corner, kicks it in to the low post, back up to Ford on the give and go, inside the lane, can't get it to fall, rebound, Young, here come the Pirates. 9-8 BC over HB. 3:10 remains in the first quarter. To the right wing, Ryan Seaman from 25 feet. Gets a screen from Tenerife, gives the give and go back to Tenerife in the short corner. Being guarded by Muxlow, much taller, has to throw it off his body, and they're going to say it went off a green jersey, Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop.
Muxlow, I think he was disagreeing a little bit on that call. He had a nice smile on his face, never said a word.
Substitutions for Brown City. Number 10, Cameron Revels, and number 11, Zen Leshevsky check in. And for Harbor Beach, we have a new man out there. That'd be the freshman brought up, 6'5", Evan Smiglinski. Into the left corner to Jan. He dribbles down the baseline, goes up for the shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Fouls against Brown City's number 10, Cameron Revels. He's wasting no time out there. First team foul for them. Slow whistle tonight, as John was saying. At the free throw line, shooting two. Mason Jan, the sophomore. The first one is up, and this one can't go in. 9-8, Brown City hangs on to that one-point lead. Out there for the Pirates. At the line, Mason Jan shooting a second free throw. Brady Kirsch and Evan Smiglinski rebounding. And the second free throw is good. We're tied at 9 apiece. Your other guards, Ryan Seaman and James Shelke. Three ties, three lead changes. 2:44 to play in the first. It's 9-9. Leshevsky kicks it into the corner to Revels, back up to the top to Geiger, and we have a whistle and we have a hand check being called against Harbor Beach. That'll be against the freshman, Evan Smiglinski, his first, and Harbor Beach's second. So we go from a slow whistle to a hand check.
No matter how you look at it, though, that's going to be a mismatch with that particular matchup. Geiger on the inside is just too much for Smiglinski.
And Revels takes the mid-range jump shot above the free throw line. This one's good. Gives the lead back to Brown City, 11-9. James Shelke, left wing, back up to Kirsch, top of the key. Being guarded by Geiger. Head fake, dribbles twice, gives it back to Shelke. Kicks it to the right wing to Ryan Seaman. Feeds it to Smiglinski, and we've got contact all over the place. And this is going to be a foul against Brown City in the low post. Foul goes against number 11, Zen Leshevsky, his first, the junior, team second, and he will sit down as replaced by Caleb Muxlow, who is out for a quick breather. 2:10 remain in the first. Brown City leads by 2, 11-9. Brady Kirsch gets it in the corner, dribbles right into the lane, jump stop, pulls up for the jump shot, off the mark, rebound Muxlow. 11-9, BC leading by 2, loose ball at the left wing. Revels pops up mid-range jump shot, no good, rebound Shelke. Kirsch in transition into the left corner. Back out to Jan, left wing. Back into Kirsch and deep in the corner against Muxlow. Takes him on the outside, and we have a push, and this will go against Caleb Muxlow as he got into the body of Brady Kirsch.
That was a two-point takedown if I ever saw one. I don't think either school has wrestling team.
I don't think so. So you see him out here tonight. 1:43 left in the first quarter, 11-9. Third team foul against Brown City, first against Muxlow. Jan inbounding for the Pirates. Has to let this one in quickly. And he does, and it's an immediate turnover as Caleb Muxlow is there to grab it. And another whistle, and is a loose ball. Ryan Seaman knocked it out of bounds. Brown City ball at midcourt, opposite side of your radio.
Ryan Seaman just saved an easy 2 points that the Green Devils were going to have.
Ford to the right wing. Over to the new man, Calvin Cook, back in the ballgame. Into Geiger in the low post. And he can't get the shot to fall, but he'll be going to the line for two shots. Fouls against Evan Smiglinski, his second. Quick early foul trouble for him. Team's third. So he'll be getting a breather more than likely very quickly. At the free throw line, Andrew Geiger has 6 points tonight. Shooting two, has not attempted a free throw yet. The lefty's first attempt, no good. We have a substitution from Harbor Beach, Michael Halifax, number 21. He's a transfer student. And is a senior. Smiglinski sits down with two fouls. 90 seconds left in the first quarter. It's still a two-point ball game. Brown City leading 11-9. Andrew Geiger's second free throw is up. And this is no good either, but it's rebounded by Calvin Cook. The shot is up. This one's no good. Rebounds brought in by Ford. Ford into the right corner to Revels, nearly stolen by James Schelke. Back to the hands of Ford, a minute 15 left. 11-9 still.
I really like how Schelke gets in there and plays belly button defense.
Muxlow can't hang on to it. There's Halifax, but then Halifax throws it right back into the hands of Calvin Cook. Back to Muxlow, top of the key. To Calvin Cook in the give and go at the right block, and it's blocked by James Schelke. Schelke throws it off him, but Calvin Cook is able to bring it in. Rebels at the left block, goes up for the shot. This one's blocked. Geiger puts up the layup from the left side. This one's good. Geiger with eight, a four-point lead for Brown City, their largest of the night. 13-9, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Right wing, Mason Yon, trailing by four of the Pirates. Yon pops the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Muxlow. We have a whistle, and this will be a push from Halifax. Michael Halifax's first foul. Hubbard reaches fourth. And it'll be 90 feet from their own hoop. Brown City ball. 36 and a half seconds left in the first quarter. 13-9, Green Devils over the Pirates. Ford brings it across the timeline, right to left across your radio, over to the right wing to Geiger, being guarded by Kirsch, into Muxlow, low post, wide open, and it falls. Muxlow's first points of the night, it's a six-point lead, 15-9. 20 seconds left, James Schelke slowing things down, trying to go for the last shot. 13 seconds now, 3 feet from midcourt, 10 seconds. Schelke with the ball, having everyone else clear out, goes to work, spins in the lane, fadeaway jump shot is up, and it can't fall, and rebound brought in by Ford. And it's going to say whistle out of bounds, and they're going to call the end of the first quarter. Brown City leads by 6 points, 15-9, from Harbor Beach on the WLEW Sports Network.
From Grab, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Chevy Silverado is the best of the best, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You got to love Chevy Truck Month.
And we would like to thank all of you for voting Grab Chevrolet Buick the best of the best in the Sanilac County News Reader's Choice Awards for 2017. Best new car dealer, best used car dealer, best service, best body shop, and best oil change.
So to celebrate, we're bringing back one of our best offers. We will double the value of your trade up to $4,000.
And with your $4,000 trade equity, you can lease a four-wheel drive double cab starting at only $166 a month or a Chevy Equinox for only $75 per month.
Lease a Buick Encore for only $85 per month or a Cruze for only $76 per month.
So stop in and see the best, Graf and Chevrolet, where we'll beat your best deal by $500 or pay you $100 just for your time. Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with lease loyalty. $4,000 down or trade equity. All up front fees due at signing.
Brown City out to the largest lead of the night so far as they lead after the first quarter, 15-9. As they took that lead with 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Brown City with the possession in their favor will get this first possession of the second quarter. Ford over to Geiger, right wing, being guarded by Kirsch. On the give and go, down to the low post to Muxlow, kicks it back out to number four, Calabro, and he takes the baseline jump shot, floater, no good, rebound. Oh, kicks it out to Calvin Cook, and he hits the three. And it's now a nine-point lead, 18-9. Brown City by nine. Harbor Beach, a little in trouble. Kicks it into Yon down the low post, and they're going to say off his hands, out of bounds, and that's Harbor Beach's fourth turnover of the night.
The Beach does not look comfortable in their attack against the Brown City defense. And right now, Brown City is really comfortable in what they're doing and what they're trying to do. 43% the Green Devils did shoot in the first quarter, and that's compared to 23% for the Pirates.
Calvin Cook dribbling into the right corner, being guarded by Seaman, feeds it down to Geiger wide open, and the layup is good. The 10th point for Andrew Geiger, and we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel. It's a full timeout, 7:09 left in the second quarter, 20-9, Brown City out by 11.
Okay, one dozen red roses order, check. Heart-shaped box of chocolates, check. Reservations for two at that way too expensive restaurant, check. Two.
What are you doing, Walt?
Oh, hey there, Steve. I'm just making sure I've got everything ready for Valentine's Day. Shouldn't you be doing the same? You wouldn't want to forget something and upset the wife, would you?
I've got this covered, and it was way easier than your list. I stopped into Thumb Cellular and picked her up a brand new Samsung Galaxy S7. Even saved a good chunk of change, too. They're $50 off now through February 14th. You can also get $10 off any S7 case when you buy one, but I opted to get her the pink case.